Good morning from a very wild and windy desert on the 2nd of February. These are cards for February 2nd and 3rd, 2022. Happy New Year. 2-2-2022 is 10. Is 1 plus 0 is 1. And so as of yesterday's Lunar New Year, we're all officially on the clock. It's 2022. Death is in the center today. The dreaded 13 of the major arcana. I love that wind. And today reminds me of the vintage New Year postcards, which had a cartoon of Death, sickle in hand, with a black hole where his face should be under a black hood, or of course the familiar calavera. Death is usually pictured next to a baby with the New Year written on his diaper, or on a banner across its little belly. In the past is the vicious Five of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, the notorious win-at-all-cost card, and it's vicious. On the card, one sly and smug human has won some kind of conflict. We see two humans retreating from whoever this winner is, having thrown down their own swords in surrender. We can see the bully has swords of his own, winning just for the sake of it. War is hell, son, said somebody somewhere. The character on the Five of Swords could be someone you work with, or it could be you. There are many occupations associated with the suit of swords: military, police, taxes, and the law. It doesn't matter what these people do, but whatever it is, it's a tough business. Brutal, nasty, backstabbing. And it's not even anything personal. It just is what it is, and they are who they are. In the future is the Eight of Coins in the reverse, which is interesting. Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. This is an unusual position for this apprentice card, so it's easy to say that you may not want to work under anyone else anymore, or you simply decided you don't like that industry, business, or occupation, period. Death to that. You quit. The hammering out of an agreement or contract is suggested by the craftsman of the Eight of Coins, head down, perfecting details he chisels away at. As he chisels away at a large gold coin, previous drafts of which are sometimes either hanging on the wall behind him or simply strewn about the workshop, office, studio, or atelier. The Eight of Coins in the upright is a card of perfecting something, studying or practicing or refining every day. It's a very nose-to-the-grindstone card. In the reverse, I'm not seeing this so much as inferior work, which is what this card in the reverse can mean, but more the obvious. There is no such thing as perfection. On the Morgan Greer card, you'd have to look pretty hard to find the imperfections of his or her previous efforts. This can be, of course, a nasty fight over actual physical items or intellectual property or any property of a person who has passed and the will or paperwork isn't done or isn't right. But death to a selfish attitude or to tolerating bullies or to being taken advantage of is a good resolution. So is not working yourself to death for somebody who'll never be pleased. Nope.